Let's go back to the 28th chapter of Deuteronomy. He'll use his word to correct you. Look. The 47th verse. Because thou serve not the Lord thy God with joyfulness and gladness of heart for the abundance of all things. What? All these curses will come on you and pursue you and overtake you till you're destroyed. He said, you haven't had anything good to say about daily television. It's the day I called you to do it. You've done it, but you were not willing. I said, I am now. I just got willing. I love it. I love daily television. I just got willing. I love daily television. I love it. I love it, I tell you. I serve the Lord my God with joyfulness and gladness of heart for the abundance of all things, and I love daily television. Praise God forevermore. I just kept saying it. The very next daily broadcast, I went and sat down, got all my stuff organized there. And this time I was smiling before the camera came on. Started having fun at it. And I said, I want to announce to you today that I love daily television. And the power of God hit me. I jumped up and ran around that table just rejoicing. I love daily television, and I still do. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Yes. Praise God. I didn't dread it and sweat it, and I don't want to go over there. I'm tired. Well, that was my dumb fault for ever getting exhausted in the first place, because I just decided that I'd just do whatever I, found to do. Then the Lord got all over me about that. He said, you are not inquiring of me about those meetings, and you just go run all over the place. He said, I tell you one thing to do, and you go do three. I don't do that anymore. I stay busy. But it's because I've heard from heaven. And he said, you mistake the anointing for strength. I step out here, and that anointing comes. And the joy of the Lord gets all over me, because this is where I was born to be. I love it. But there's been times I would walk off and nearly collapse. But while I was out here, I'll tell you what this ministry's going to do. We're going to do this. And then I get back over there and I say, how in the world are we ever going to do that? The Lord said, you were mistaken. The anointing came and it flashed across your heart. I do want you to do it, but I didn't intend for you to announce it. So I was doing things my way, and it was tearing my physical body up. So I just don't do that anymore. And I'm very pleased to announce that I'm very strong physically. Anyway, let's get down to business, because we're going to get into this right now. So we find out now that we are redeemed from the curse. Whatever is in that curse. And you'll find in the 61st verse, and every sickness and disease that is not written in this book of the law is under that curse. And I may have mentioned this before, but Phil Driscoll hit him strong. At Southwest, in healing school, the word of the Lord came to me, and I don't remember now what I said, because it came out of my spirit. And as I was speaking it, I thought, that's for Phil Driscoll. Well, David Weeder came out around, and he said, that word was for Phil Driscoll, wasn't it? I said, yes, it was. So I went right back to my room and called Phil. Well, of course, his phone went to voicemail. And I didn't have Darlene's phone number. I do now, but I didn't then. And so... And I put a message on. And so I was there in the hotel just sitting on the side of my bed there. And He got that and laid it down. And he called me. And I spoke that word to him. I said, by the Spirit, your lungs will not be affected. You will not lose any of your lip. Now, he practiced that horn every day. This is his ministry instrument. Mine is my singing voice. His is that horn. So every day, he practices every day to keep his lips strong and to keep his lungs. So I told him that. That was on Saturday. Sunday morning, my phone rang and Darlene was crying. Brother Copeland, oh, Brother Copeland, she said, the doctor came in here. She said he told him yesterday that he'd never go home from this hospital alive. And he came in here this morning and dismissed him to send him home. And the next couple of days, Phil called me. He said, Kenneth, it's like I never went to the hospital. He said, I didn't lose any lung capacity. I didn't lose my lip. He said, I could tell no difference. Yes. The word of the Lord, and I got it right out of that book under the curse of the law and be the redemption. Amen. That's the reason I get so excited about it. That's the reason I can't preach this without hollering about it. Amen. Dear Lord, I've been healed so many times on it. Not even funny. Glory be to Jesus. Now, we know that we are redeemed from the curse of the law. Now, let's go over. I want to go, first of all, to Psalm 107. Psalm 107, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good. Say it, he is good. He is a good God. This was Oral Roberts. In fact, Stuart Hamlin. Now, Stuart Hamlin wrote Until Then. Now, the little verses on the front of it, I did that in order to point to that, to the resurrection itself. But until then, we'll go on singing. That's Stuart Hamlin. He also wrote this. God is a good God. And that was Oral Roberts' theme song. There's also another one. You can't copyright a title, but you can copyright the lyrics. God is a good God. Yes, he is. Oh, yeah. But people didn't like for when he said that. A pastor came up to me. Kenneth Hagin said everywhere he went, 8 out of 10 meetings he preached, the pastor would gripe about Oral saying God is a good God. The pastor came up to me and he said, and I knew him very well. I wish he wouldn't say that. What? God is a good God. I don't. You're going to want him to say God is a bad God? Well, no, God's not a bad God. See, he's talking from God will smite you. Without studying that whole thing, well, God will smite you. He'll hit you with sickness and disease. He'll make you sick. And there's a whole bunch of people that said the apostle put that thorn in the flesh what was because he had such bad eyes, and God gave him those bad eyes to keep him from being proud. That's straight from hell. It says it was a messenger of Satan sent. not bad eyes, trying to get away from the healing message. He said he'll give people the wrong idea about God. Well, I hadn't been blessed with that message. I never heard that. My parents would have never said, God will make you sick. Never. Because they, neither one of them would believe that their parents would have made them sick. And you come up and tell me A.W. Copeland give me cancer, you better duck. I won't accept that. I won't hear that. And I'm just as vehement about you saying, my heavenly Father make me sick. No, Jesus, he made anybody sick, he made Jesus sick, so I don't have to be. Laid that curse on him. He took my place. He took my place on that cross. I was hanging on that cross. That's the reason I sing that song all the time when he had me on his mind. He had my healing on his mind. He had my welfare on his mind. He had the poverty on his mind so that I don't have to be sick. I don't have to be broke. I don't have to be tired. I don't have to be worn out. I don't. Hey. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Sometimes a preach just gets on me. I love to teach, but I love to just rip, roar, and spit and blow. I do love it. Look at that. Verse 17. Fools, because of their transgression and because of their iniquities, are afflicted. Their soul abhorreth all manner of meat, and they draw near unto the gates of death. Then they cry unto the Lord in their trouble, and he saveth them out of their distress. He sent his word and healed them and delivered them from their destructions. Well, while we're there, back up to the 103rd Psalm. And those of you that are partners with this ministry, you see it on every letter. I put that 103rd Psalm on. This is prayed for you. And I'll tell you why in a moment. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. He's talking to his soul, his mind, his will, and his emotions. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. Who forgiveth all thine iniquities, who healeth all thy diseases, who redeemeth thy life from destruction, who crowns thee with loving kindness and tender mercies, who satisfies thy mouth with good things, so that thy youth is renewed like the eagles. He satisfies my mouth with good words, so that my youth is renewed like the eagles. Praise Amen. God. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. I was sitting out on my back porch at the deck, and then there's Eagle Mountain Lake right there. There's trees out there. And I was just sitting out there, and there's some buzzards flying around. Oh, them buzzards. They're just flying around out there, and I was just sitting out there praising God. And a bald eagle. I said, Lord, send him back around. And so he just did the same thing those buzzards have been doing. He flew back around and came by right in front of me again. And he reminded me, he's renewing my youth like that bird. The bald eagle mates for life. And when he gets old, he goes up into the high rocks and he fasts. His beak will get so big and so long he can hardly eat. So he just beats the thing off. And he grows a new one. And when he comes down from there, Nobody messes with that old eagle. He knows tricks. And they magnificent bird. When thunderstorms come, I'm flying an airplane. I have to go around that thing. And now, praise God, we have airplanes now that will go over the top of them. And the Citation 10 and the Gulfstream, both, their maximum ceiling is 50,000 feet of 51,000. So you can get over most of those storms. But I'll tell you how Mr. Eagle does it. He takes off and he begins to circle. And he uses the updraft in front of that storm to circle. And he gets up and he can put his wings in a climb mode and lock the wing roots where he doesn't have to flap. But he is at the proper angle of attack so that the updrafts from that storm just lift him and lift him and lift him and lift him and lift him. He has air sacs in his lungs that allow him to go to high altitude. That's the bald eagle. And he gets up there above that storm and he circles and he circles, just looking down on everything. And then, and I know how he feels, then when he's other side, he just, and down he comes. Oh, man. That's the way he goes. He faces his storm. God made him that way. And that's who we are. We can lock our spiritual wings in a climb attitude. Hallelujah. In a healing attitude. And lock those wings and begin to climb over that sickness and over that sickness and disease. I've been redeemed from that poverty. Hallelujah. I am a big giver and a big receiver. And I started that when I didn't have anything. Because my spiritual father, Oral Roberts, taught me it's worth more as a seed than it is as a sale. Yes. Hallelujah. Praise God. And we began to believe God for these finer airplanes. So I knew what I had to do. And Jerry and I were together. We sold that first little twin engine airplane. And that came along. Then we began to sow. And we began to sow. And we began to sow, and we began to sow, and it began to be more airplanes, and then we got into jets. Glory to God. And now we are fully supplied. See, that's what the critics don't know. And I don't care whether they find it out or not. Because I'm not bragging on me. I just learned how to give. But God, then here was Oral's message. For God so loved the world that he gave. Amen. The best he had. For why? To get many sons unto glory. Amen. Not just one. That's right. He's no longer the only begotten Son of God. He's the firstborn of many. And you know Jewish tradition. The firstborn son gets all the best stuff. We have firstborn status. Amen. He's God's only son for a while. Now he's the firstborn of many. And we are joint heirs with him. We have inherited everything our Father God has. Can you? No, you can't. But can you absorb? We have inherited everything he has. It is available. And faith is the great connector. I believe I receive it. I believe I will. I take it. I have it. I thank you for it. And I forgive. If I have aught against any, and that includes politicians. Yes, amen. Thank you, Jesus. Matthew 8. Let's look at it again. Then we're going to pray the prayer of faith. Matthew 8. When evening was come, that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken by Isaiah the prophet, saying, Himself took our infirmities and bare our sicknesses. Thank you, Lord. I praise you. That happened right there in Peter's house. He wrote a letter that said, lay aside all malice and guile and hypocrisies and envies. As newborn babies, desire the sincere miracle of the word that you may grow thereby. And if so, you've tasted the Lord, He is gracious. And He just kept giving instruction and instruction and instruction. For even hereunto were thee called, because Christ also suffered for us, leaving us an example that would allow follow His steps, who did no sin, neither was guile or deceit found in His mouth, who when He was reviled, reviled not again. When He suffered, He threatened not, but committed Himself to Him that judges righteously, who His own self bare our sins in His own body on the tree, that we, being dead to sin, should live under righteousness. By whose stripes you were healed, and thank God I'm healed today. For you were as sheep going astray, but are now returned unto the shepherd and the bishop of your soul. My God, He's the bishop of my soul. And by His stripes, I'm healed today. Today is my healing day, receiving day.
My name is Dave Jacklin. I'm from Fergus Falls, Minnesota. At our church, we were helping our youth pastors move into a house. And so I was helping someone bring a dryer down to the basement. Well, the guy next to me, he let go of his part of the dryer. And I was able to get, because I got long arms, able to get it down to the first floor down. And then after that happened, I was just like, what just happened to me? That thing dug into the side of my ankle. Big gash, which became an ulcer, became ulcerated. When this happened about a year ago, and it grew and it grew and it grew. And I went to the doctors for about nine months. I was being medicated and they were giving me skin grafts and stuff like that. And they finally said to me, they said, it's not working. I said, well, I'm healed. I said, you know, I said, Father, I said, I don't have faith like Brother Copeland does. I said, but if I could just get on this plane and get in a seat, this is an allegory. I'm not talking about getting on this plane. But if I could just get on the plane and just have a seat and he's the pilot, I'm going to be able to latch onto his faith. And I'm going to receive, Father, what you have for me today. And they were singing this one song. I felt a flush go down my leg. And energy, my healing just got activated. And I said, I haven't ran for years. I said, I would just like to run around this building. I know God has done a thing for me.
The enemy may be telling you, you can't live through this disease. You'll be dealing with this pain forever. But that's a lie. God's word says that by Jesus' stripes, you were healed, so you can live long and strong. With the MP3 disc, Be Made Whole, Live Long, Live Healthy, renew your faith and rejuvenate your life. These three messages by Gloria Copeland are also available on digital download. Learn how you can receive your wholeness, why walking in love is important to your health, and how the authority you have as a born-again believer frees you from sickness. Walk in the blessing that Jesus bought and paid for you to have. take hold of the Word of God. Speak the truth over your body, your mind, the situation, and your family. Jesus is your healer. He wants you to be made whole. You have been redeemed from the curse. Take hold of this powerful truth and discover all that God has made available through Christ Jesus. Request your free copy of Gloria Copeland's series entitled Be Made Whole, available on MP3 disc at kcm.org/victory offer, or when you call 877-615-4267. Offer good for 60 days. If you're outside the United States, shipping charges may apply. Contact your regional office for more information.
Hello, I'm Larry Warren. When you are born again and Jesus is your healer, every day is your receiving day because every day your faith connects you to the blessing of the Lord. Imagine having every part of your life infused and empowered by God's spiritual life, healing, and prosperity. But that's only possible through a relationship with Jesus. For some of you, it's time to get to know Him as your Lord, Savior, healer, and friend. All you have to do is ask Him into your heart by praying this simple prayer. Father in heaven, I receive your free gift. I declare that Jesus was raised from the dead, and I declare Him as Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. Praise God, your spirit is born again. Jesus did all the hard part, but He couldn't pray your prayer for you. He won the battle over sin and the curse, and when you accepted Him into your heart, He gave you those victories to have for free. There's so much more to learn about your new life in Christ. So KCM has put together some free resources to send to you called the Salvation Package. It includes a book called He Did It All For You by Kenneth and Gloria Copeland. There are also two brochures to help you get started reading your Bible and learning how to grow spiritually as you study the Word of God. Request your free copy of the Salvation Package today on kcm.org. If you need prayer, KCM has a prayer line you can call. You may have a prayer request or a question about scriptures. We have licensed prayer ministers who are trained in the Word of God. Go to kcm.org for the hours of operation for the KCM office nearest you. Thank you for joining us today. We'll see you again tomorrow. This is Brother Larry reminding you, God loves you, we love you, and Jesus is Lord.
If you receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior, request the Salvation Package from Kenneth Copeland Ministries, free on kcm.org/newlife.